You're listening to SBS News.
Steve Hui has reserved more than 100 domain names connected to his small business. It's an expensive exercise for the business travel advisor, and his costs are about to go sky high to buy the new abridged .au addresses.
Each domain name costs about $20 per year to renew, and sometimes more. Now, with this new .au, means that now I'll be forced to spend more money just protecting my turf.
Mr. Hui says he's not happy about the change, but feels he has no other choice but to comply.
When you have a company, you have to have the .com, you have to have .com.au. So now with this new .au only, you've got to buy it to protect your business, because otherwise someone else could buy your domain name and then pretend to be you. And then there'll be a whole raft of problems that come from that.
His is one of the few businesses looking to take action on his suite of domain names. Small Business Ombudsman Bruce Bilson says not many realise this change is even taking place.
Our field evidence is no one had the foggiest idea this was going on. So we've engaged with the non-government regulator and said, look, I know you've been busy talking with digital service providers and platforms. That's great, but it's not them that has to take the action to register the name. It's actually the small and family business.
Ross Widows is a cyber expert. He says the domain name change can work to the advantage of businesses.
Organisations and people love to buy local, and it makes it easy for the first time to have a really short, sharp .au website domain address in a very crowded internet market space.
He says there's some considerable risk to leaving your domain name exposed.
Cyber criminals may use it to trigger an attack called business email compromise, where they basically try and scam individuals for payment using email for payment for goods and services. The other thing people might do is they might buy that website and use it to defame you or put a less favorable narrative on about your business. And it's very hard for customers to spot that. And finally, you may have heard of a term called cyber squatting, where organisations or people buy these websites purposely just to hold them.
The government-endorsed not-for-profit administrator of .au, Rosemary Outer, has defended the decision to migrate domain names. She says changes haven't been made for 20 years, so this is about innovation and opportunity.
We're mostly living our online world through our mobile devices. So the opportunity to just have shorter, more memorable domain names is really in keeping with an online economy and a mobile economy.
More than 200,000 registrations have been received to date for new domain names for what she says is a very trusted domain for potential customers.
And so they're more likely to transact, they're more likely to look for information, they're more likely to interact. So it's hugely important, and we work really hard to keep .au a secure and trusted domain.
Eligible businesses and individuals have until the 20th of September to lodge their priority applications. Otherwise, domains become available to the general public on the 3rd of October. Deborah Grawk, SBS News.